The pass can be reached by crossing the Schöllener Schlucht, and several bridges have been built in the course of the centuries across the River Reuss in order to facilitate this. According to what people of the region have told, seasonal deaths resulting from drowning reached a peak in April, May of most years, and thus a safer crossing was built. The original bridge, the Teufelsbrücke, built under these challenging conditions, was one of so many devil's bridges that the legends speak about. The folk tale of this particular bridge states that the Reuss was so difficult to cross that the Swiss herdsman wished the devil would make a bridge. The devil appeared, but required that the first to cross would be given to him. The mountaineer agreed, but drove a goat across ahead of him, fooling his adversary. Angered by this sham, the devil fetched a rock with which he wanted to smash the bridge. But an old woman drew a cross on the rock such that the devil couldn't lift it anymore. The rock is still there. In 1977, 300,000 Swiss francs were spent to move the 220-ton rock by 127 meters in order to make room for the new Gotthard Road Tunnel. Of course, for the last and for the following years to come, it is the Alptransit Tunnel that has been on our minds. A company is creating the worldwide longest transalpine rail tunnel with a length of 57 kilometers, and it should be finished at the end of 2017. This route in Europe's heart will certainly bring it closer together, and it will bring big improvements to travel and transportation systems. Thank you.